It's too expensive.
Compared to what?
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Simon Severino, your personal business coach, and today I help you increase your win rates because we talk objections handling. How do you answer a client telling you this is too expensive? And you guys are getting this a lot, I know, because I'm receiving your sales recordings and I'm giving you feedback on those. So I see what you're answering to this, and you have to stop answering that. You have to answer instead exactly what I will tell you to answer. Let's practice this together. Let's play with some different options that you can answer when they say it's too expensive. And not just on the tactical level, let's really understand where they are and what's the best decision for them so that you can truly be their trusted advisor, their partner in making the best decision, independently of what the best decision is. It might be your product, it might be not. But the relationship is more important in our sales method, in the Strategy Sprints method. Creating a strong relationship and being a trustable advisor is much more important than if they buy from you or not. Overall, your win rate will go up if you do this approach. So let's jump into it. They are saying, but it's too expensive. Okay, compared to what? If it's too expensive, tell me, what are you comparing it to? Now they will tell you some competitor offers. And you have the chance now, first, to go deeper into what is important for them into taking these decisions. Is it they don't want the high risk of this project going south? They have a reputational risk. They have an economical risk. Understand their exact decision-making process here, because you are their partner in making the right decision. So you need to understand, what are they looking at? Which competitive offers are they comparing? And are they comparing apples to apples or apples to oranges? Because sometimes they are comparing different things. So now it's the chance for you to go back to one and to visualize. Okay, because whenever you get an objection, you have to go back to one. Something is not working in the relationship between you and them. They either don't trust you or don't trust your product. So that we have to go back. Now we go back to visualizing, and you document, you write down their exact words. They're telling you what they're comparing it to, what the comparison criteria are. And now you ask, which criteria are more important? So you ask about the weighted criteria. What are the most important criteria? What's next for you in your decision-making process? You document all of this. During the process of documenting, your trust will go up. They will see you more and more of the as the expert of the field, because you are asking the questions that create value for them. So what is a question you should never ask? Never ask a question where they know the answer already. Never. You are wasting their time. That's the difference between a high caliber salesperson and a mediocre salesperson. A mediocre salesperson asks questions that they know already the answer to. Please Google it or interview them in advance. But during the sales conversation, don't ask questions that create zero value for them. You're wasting their time. You're telling them, I'm a mediocre salesperson. Now, a high caliber salesperson, and my next book will be all around this. The high caliber salesperson asks questions that they don't have the answer to, and that create a wow moment. They go, ooh, I didn't think about this. I don't have the answer right now. But it's a great question. Let me think about it and get back to you. So when you hear it's too expensive, we have to go back to step one, visualize what they're comparing to and help them go through that decision tree, to that parkour of a decision, because now we have to find out, what are they comparing it to, and what does expensive even mean? Nobody is in a Mac store and says, oh, this is expensive. They know it's expensive. They're just comparing, what is it exactly that I need, and do I need the small iPad or the tiny iPad or the huge iPad? But they're not discussing if an iPad is expensive or not. Of course it's expensive. And nobody asks them,
wait a moment, how many hours did it take you to build this iPad? What's the hourly rate? So I get your recordings. And when I say you, financial advisors, consultants, agencies, marketeers, you get asked, wait a moment, what's your hourly rate? And then you say, well, it's 300, 500. Now you are defensive. Never get defensive, because you are not selling time. You're not selling anything. You are helping them get rid of something that really bothers them. That's the frustration. Or you're helping them achieve something that they really want to achieve because it's important. And then there is an economic investment. You see, there is no cost. There is an economic investment and there is a time investment on their side and on your side to get this done. It's very different from it's expensive, it's cheap. It doesn't even matter, because we're talking about the frustrations that you want to get rid of or the things that you want to achieve. And then we are thinking about what do you need to put in and I need to put in so that we get there. There is no expensive in this case, and we are not talking hourly rate or day rate. Stop talking time and resources when you are talking about the value that you are here to create. You're either helping them get rid of something, get rid of costs, of time, of frustrations, of friction, or you are helping them achieve something that they want to achieve. Higher sales, higher market penetration, new product in an existing market, existing product in a new market, something that they want to achieve, and you are the best partner to do that with. So hope that now you have a whole range of possible answers to the question, it's too expensive. And whatever you do, you schedule a next meeting with them and you start in the pyramid at step one again, because this is your way to a repeatable sales. And if we practice this enough, then you are one step nearer to your financial freedom and to a life that feels like the sprint life, where every day you do the things that you love doing. Have a great week. Keep rolling.